From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, A Caucus Cacophony.
Come together right now over me.
This week on Grammar Grader, we're going to examine a word that is appearing a lot in headlines and news stories lately. With so much attention being put on the U.S. elections, the word caucus is all over the place. So naturally, the question follows, what's a caucus?
It's a caucus? That's just off the Jersey Turnpike. My Uncle Phil lives over there.
No. Not Secaucus, which, yes, is a town in New Jersey. But today we're asking, what does the word caucus mean?
Hey, I know. It's a mountain range between the Caspian and Black Seas.
Yes, it's the home of the former Soviet republics like Georgia and Armenia and so forth.
No, you guys are both wrong. A caucus is just a white person.
Wow. Not quite. We'll clarify those words' meanings in a moment. Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary shows the word caucus is a noun that, in American politics, describes a meeting of a group of persons belonging to the same political party. And the meeting is usually organized to select candidates or to decide on policy. The word caucus can also be used as a verb, and it means to hold or to meet in a caucus. Therefore, it can be used in these ways.
I'm planning to attend the caucus tonight.
Are you going to caucus this year?
Yeah, in fact, I'm caucusing next week.
The plural of caucus is caucuses, C-A-U-C-U-S-E-S.
Where does the word caucus come from?
The etymologies in the dictionary suggested the word caucus comes from an Algonquin Indian word, and it entered the English language through its use in the United States. The first print citation of the word happened in 1763. It's important to note that the word caucus isn't confined to American politics, but there are differences in the way the word caucus is used around the English-speaking world. We talked to Grammar Grader's Saskatchewan correspondent, David Roach. David, it's nice to have you on the line.
That's great. Great to be here, Luke.
David, why don't you tell us how the word caucus is used in Canadian politics?
Well, in Canada, a caucus is a group of members of parliament or of legislative assembly belonging to the same political party. So the term caucus is usually referred to as the collective group of MPs themselves, rather than merely just the meeting of these MPs.
Okay, can you give me examples of this?
Well, sure. An example in Saskatchewan, the premier would call a meeting of his caucus. It would consist of his cabinet ministers and other MLAs in the ruling Saskatchewan party.
That's great. And MLAs are members of the Legislative Assembly?
That's correct.
Okay, and it's used in other Commonwealth states too, right?
Yes, to a degree. Caucus means much the same thing in New Zealand and Australia as it does in Canada. But in Australia, it is restricted to the Labour Party, and the term caucus is not really used in the UK.
All right. Well, David, thanks so much for joining us.
Okay. Thanks, Luke.
All right. That's great. But what about the mountain range?
Yeah. And what about white people?
Those are mostly good questions. As we mentioned earlier, the plural of a political caucus is caucuses, and that sounds just like the name of the mountain range. But the caucuses, as it refers to the mountain range, is spelled C-A-U-C-A-S-U-S.
Located between the Caspian Sea and the Black Sea, the Caucasus Range is generally considered the divide between Europe and Asia. It is the location of Mount Elbrus, which at 18,510 feet, or 5,642 meters, and situated in the western Caucasus in the Republic of Kabardino-Balkaria, is the tallest peak in Europe, although Mont Blanc in the Alps sometimes argues that title. Meanwhile, the members of the white race of people are sometimes called Caucasians, and this word is derived from the name of the mountain range where it is supposed these people originated. Caucasian people typically consist of light-skinned people who are from or have ancestry in Europe, North Africa, or Southwest Asia. And although Caucasus Mountains and Caucasian sound a bit like the political word caucus, there's no connection between them whatsoever.
Well, I'm going to participate in my political caucus.
That's nice, but I think I'd prefer to go skiing in the Caucasus Mountains.
You two do what you want. I'm going to Secaucus, New Jersey to visit Uncle Phil.
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Oxford Dictionary of Current English and Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary, both of which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. If you'd like to see a written companion to this episode, go to minnesotapublicradio.org and click on Grammar Grader in the Programs menu. Special thanks to David Roach for joining us today. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey, Amy Alt, and John Ryan. Our editor is Jen Houck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, join the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com.